Wow! Boy, this is great, huh, Kermit?
Yep, it sure is, Fozzie. I can't think of anything better than moving right along to our favorite radio station.
Yeah! We're really gonna hit the big time, huh? Huh?
You bet, buddy old pal of mine. In fact, I think we're almost there.
Hey, Kermit!
Hmm?
Look, there it is! Waka waka waka!
Wow, we made it!
Oh, this is gonna be so much fun! We're really gonna hit the big time.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills.
Moving right along, we're truly birds of a feather. We're in this together, and we know where we're going. Moving right along. Moving right along.
Rain Parade on KFJC, doing Talking in My Sleep from their album Emergency Third Rail Power Trip, and starting out this week with the Space Cakes from their album Taste of Flavor. The Space Cakes and Could Be a Word. 10 minutes after 1 o'clock, I'm Uncle Al, and Natasha apparently will be back on the air for Thursday anyway. Thursday doing the 10 to 2 p.m. midday shift, so give her a call, say hi. If you're in the neighborhood, right now, the Noyce Brothers, KFJC.
We'll be right back. The George Leningrad on KFJC. I'm Too Sexy from Tom Lab Alphabet. 7 Inch before that, Sex Worker and Telephone off of Bored Fortress on Not Not Fun. A little bit of cover extravaganza in that last set. This is Cadillac Margarita and Erratic Behavior until 2 a.m. here on Your Wave of the West. And Community Legal Services in East Palo Alto is a nonprofit organization offering legal assistance to low-income families and individuals. Areas of practice include housing, immigration, civil litigation, and anti-predatory lending. More information can be found at 650-326-6440. Well, now something from San Francisco's Ty Siegel. This is a release, his fifth out on Drag City. And My Head Explodes. Will yours do the same? It's KFJC.
Listening to KFJC. That was Eddie Rabbit, boy, the epitome of pop country from the 80s. I always liked that song. Eddie Rabbit with Driving My Life Away. The album is called Horizon. Before that was Lonesome Standard Time. Back Along the Line is the track. The album is called Lonesome as It Gets. Rank and File before that, It Don't Matter, from the album called Long Gone Dead. Started off with Kenny Hall and the Skiffle Symphony. The track is called Shanty in Old Shantytown. The album All Day Long, All Night Long. It's a double CD album. Based in Oakland, Bay Area Girls Rock Camp empowers girls through music and promotes an environment that fosters self-confidence, creativity, and teamwork. By providing music lessons, workshops, group activities, and performance, Bay Area Girls Rock Camp allows girls to acquire skills that will help guide them throughout their lives. For more information, you can find them online at bayareagirlsrockcamp.org. Here's Caroline Herring. You're listening to KFJC.
FM, KFJC, The Shadow Ring, Life Review, 1993 till 2003. That's exactly 10 years of stuff on the KYE label, including the Iron Ark, Graham Lampkin, Darren Harris, Tim Gross doing it, and 7:20 a.m., Morris Minor here, and Bestial Mouths before that, Quijada from Hissing Veil. Bestial Mouths, not unlike the KFJC mouth, very bestial and ready for anything. Anything you can donate to that mouth, the head will be infected and continue with what is pretty much a Ponzi scheme, the KFJC Ponzi scheme. Support it. Support the uncondonable behavior and donate things, donate stuff. It's amazing what kind of indecent acts we might do. For money from you, you could show up in person and watch stuff happen, or you could just call 650-941-6800. You could talk sexy talk that way, kfjc.org. You could leave a note with the cash and leave early. Don't say goodbye. We don't even care. We have Carolina while you consider. But no, it's not the Carolina. See, it's handmade radio. Things or mistakes happen. And we intended to play the premature ejaculation track as it is right now, KFJC 89.
KFJC Los Altos Hills. Do, 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 do.
sounds from Sun Lore on 89.7 FM with an exercise in die-cut LP covers. Thought someone had set that one on fire here at KFJC. Sun Lore doing Before the Afterglow from a Tequila Sunrise release, self-titled Sun Lore release. Also in there, Larry Kukars and Quirky Trance 42. It's from his album Unit 1A42. Out on International Audio Chrome is that Larry Kukars release. Mind Alien started things out from their continuous track, Mind Alien release, self-titled. It's a duo project from Andy Brack and Shane McDonald, mastered by Dustin Kochel. That in handy CD form for those wishing to play the sounds of Mind Alien. Interesting stuff. Coming up, also interesting stuff, at 10 o'clock, it's the Jazz Collective. Every week, a different DJ spins jazz for your delight. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today, Victoria West will be bringing you the Jazz Collective, and that's starting at 10 o'clock in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. Also, Unity Care Group is a community-based nonprofit youth and family development agency utilizing social programs with arts like creative writing, dance, hip-hop, and record spinning. Unity Care Group works to facilitate the means toward a healthier community through creative expression. Unity Care Group, located at 237 Race Street in San Jose. Phone 408-971-9822 or visit unitycare.org online. Mitch LeMay has been in for Morris Minor, who returns next week, 6 to 10 a.m. on Friday, with more Garden of Morm. And don't forget to stay tuned for the Jazz Collective with Victoria West coming up. And Static will bring you to the top of the hour. The record's called Freedom of Noise. And here is Static doing Sad Rocket on 89.7.
Gee, this is dangerous business, Nick. Letting yourself be used as bait for these creatures. Suppose they get the best of you.
Well, that's a chance I'm taking, Scubby. I had a long talk with my friend Ray Shipman Andrews yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, he's an explorer and scientist who's been all over the world. Probably knows more about the peoples of the Earth than anyone else. But he can't tell me the answer to this puzzle. He agrees with me that I'm on the right track.
Oh, I don't like it, Nick. Even if these are human beings, they can still be fiends. Well, but if you say you're going to do it, I know better than to waste my breath arguing with you.
Thanks, Gabby. Now, you'll help me get ready for the test.
Oh, sure. Sure, what do I do?
Well, first I'll set this camp chair up here in the center of this little space under the trees.
Yeah?
Now, I'll hold the lights while you sort out those ropes you have there.
Yeah.
You'll find there are 12 lassos. I want you to lay them on the ground around this camp chair so that the whole space is covered with them.
Oh, you mean so that nobody can come near the chair without stepping in one of the lassos? Oh, I get you. There. Like this?
That's right, Scubby.
Yeah.
Then bring the free end of each rope here to the chair.
Okay.
I'll tie them together and then tie them to my wrist. And I can tighten them all at once with one pull when the time comes.
Hey, this is quite a stunt, Nick.
Well, from what the young people told me, these creatures are weak enough so I should be able to hold several of them without difficulty.
There we are. Is that what you want, Nick?
Yes, yes, that's fine, Scubby. Now, I'll sit in the chair, hold the ends of the ropes like this there. Now, if you'll take this bag of cornmeal,
yeah,
sprinkle it all around this space, over the ropes and everything, then I'll be all set.
Okay, Nick. Hey, what's this cornmeal for?
I hope to get some footprints. And it may also serve as a trail that we can follow afterwards.
Oh, I wish I were sure you were going to be safe. I don't like this whole business.
Well, neither do I. But it has to be done. This is the only way I can see to do it.
There. Had enough cornmeal spread around, Nick?
Yeah. Fine, Scubby. All right. I'm all set.
Now remember, Nick, I'm going to be just outside the woods with a couple of Riley's men. One shout out of you and we'll come a-running.
Fine, Scubby. I hope I won't need you, but I'm glad to know you're there. Well, so long for now.
Well, so long, Nick. I hope you come out of this okay.
I will. Don't worry. Wish I felt as sure of that as I sound. Well, come on, come on. If you're coming, let's get this over with. What's that?
Oh, Lord, what's happening? What's going on?
Here is a knife for me. We kindle and charge. Flame and ignite. Don't be honest, you. We've turned up the...
Stay tuned. The exciting conclusion to Nick Castle, Carter. Oh, Lord. Nick Hardcastle. Pepe, now see what you got me doing. I'm messing it up myself. Let's rewind. All right, ready? Rewind. Nick Carter, let's find out the exciting conclusion coming up in the second half of Skull Time for Kids. Captain Jack, thanks for all of you showing up to another great, rousing KFJC fundraising event. And fun, underline, underscore fun. That's right, the KFJC Psychotronics Film Festival, which took place this last weekend. Gah! Lots of fun. Stay tuned, coming up next, the one and only 89.7 FM. Concert Outlook and Entertainment Calendar. Take it away, Trinity!
It's time for the Concert Outlook. I'm Trinity, along with Morris Minor.
Jet Black Hair People plugs into a benefit to save KUSF at Oddball Films Thursday, August 11th.
Points North supports the Foothill College Music Technology Program at the Avalon Thursday, August 11th.
Creative Voices record a live session at Musicians Union Hall Sunday, August 14th.
Buck 65 and Gel play ball at Slim's Sunday, August 14th.
The Secret Sisters squeak into the Café du Nord Sunday, August 14th.
Winter and Noothgresh cool down the Elbow Room Monday, August 15th.
Radio Africa and Kitchen pops up at Slim's Monday, August 15th.
DJ Brian Turner hypnotizes the Hemlock Tavern Monday, August 15th.
Pentagram, Pelican, and Early Graves burrow into the mezzanine Tuesday, August 16th.
Cut Chemist, Edon, and Mr. Liff experiment at the mezzanine Thursday, August 18th.
Public Enemy shoots cops at the Regency Ball on Friday, August 19th.
Here comes the Saviors and Moonbeams gaze into the Hemlock Tavern Friday, August
19th.
89.7 KFJC. Just heard a track by DuckTales. Prior to this, Deck Observatory off of the LP Landscapes. It's put out by Old English Spelling Bee. And Saturday, December 10th, the Reverb Hour, 7:30 to 9 p.m., expanded to include an interview with Danny Snyder of Meshuggah Beach Party, Frankie and the Pool Boys, and the Tomorrow Men. That's hosted by Cousin Mary. Tune in December 10th, 7:30 to 9 p.m., the Reverb Hour. And also stay tuned for Casper Marie, finalizing her set list, starting in just a few minutes. It's part of her training process here at KFJC. Register for 98 should you wish to continue the fine tradition of freeform radio here at KFJC. And the other night, I took my girlfriend to the San Francisco Symphony, and we heard Richard Wagner. It was great, and that's what we're going to hear right now. KFJC, your source for sound.
Listeners are in for a treat. They're good.
Anyway, hey, if anybody on surfguitar101.com is listening, thank you very much for staying up this late and not having a life on a weekend. Okay.
Yeah, well, surf music guys. Fans, you know how we are.
Oh, yeah, we're diehards.
Yeah, okay, thanks so much.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks. Yeah, our pleasure. That was fun. Thank you so much. The set was fun. And now we're going to find out if the Bratopost 4 are fun. I think I already know the answer to that. Let's see.
Are you ready?
I could go.
Okay, here we go.
89.7 KFJC. This is Cousin Mary. This is an extended version of the Reverb Hour. Here's the Bratopost 4. All the way from Italy on KFJC 89.7 FM.
Thank you.
Well, this is 89.7 KFJC and Thoughtline. Tonight, we're looking for you to call up as the listeners and tell us about KFJC, talk about music, talk about radio, talk about KFJC. KFJC is in the final moments of our fundraiser. We're having our KFJC Spot-a-thon starting this Wednesday at 9 o'clock, where all of this year's fundraiser spots will be played back-to-back. And what we're looking for is, you know, the listeners are very important to KFJC, and we would like to hear your story. So please call 650-941-2500 and represent the people who either have both hands on the wheel or can't get up the courage to call. 650-941-2500 is the number here, and Thurston Hunger is in the studio with us. Let's take another call here. Good evening. You're live on KFJC. What's your first name? What city are you calling from?
This is George from Redwood City.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just thought I'd call in and answer some questions and tell some stories about KFJC.
Please do.
I think I started listening to KFJC when I was about 10 years old.
Wow, great.
And so that was in the early 90s. And it was always just a weird station on the dial. As a kid, so I'd always go to the back of the dial and see what I could find to annoy my mom or whoever was in the car. And after that, it just kind of started to become the music that I listened to. And I would show my friends as a teenager, and some of them were with it, and some of them were, you know, like, oh, I don't want to listen to that. That's too unusual. And I just kept listening, and now I think all the bands that I listen to the most, I either heard on KFJC for the first time or I heard them after I discovered them somewhere else. And I just think that's interesting that to some people it's the unusual station. It's they don't even know where it's coming from. They might just happen to find it one night driving or something, because most people only listen to the radio in their car now. And to me, I listen to it every day, and I have been since, I don't know, I think I became aware and involved in calling in and requesting songs and stuff since I was 16.
That's fantastic, George. Do you still listen primarily through radio or through computer, or do you listen to the archives? How do you deal with it now?
Well, I listen to the archives if I miss a show, but mostly I stream it through iTunes because that's the easiest. If I'm in the car, though, you know, obviously it's in the radio. I actually had the pleasure of having one of my bands played on KFJC last year, which had always been kind of a dream since I was a kid, was to have something that I produced, you know, pumped over the airwaves. And so that was accomplished.
Fantastic, man. What was the project?
It was a band. It was a black metal band called Hagor.
Okay.
And it was played on the Crisis Eve special last year.
Another one coming up this year. Number 6 has already got it lined up, too. So.
Yeah. So that was good, and you know, I just really enjoy hearing something new every time.
Right on, George.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna let you guys get back to the show, but I just want to call in and let you know that I appreciated donating. Actually, I felt that it wasn't a burden, or you guys didn't guilt me into it. I really wanted to donate this year, and I did. And I'm glad about that, and I'm looking forward to getting my Youth Tech CD.
Right on.
Cool. Cool. Well,
yeah,
listen,
hey, nice one.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
KFJC 89.7 FM. Seth P. Brundle. Halfway through from the Devil's Pawn. Shape of Broad Mind. So much chaos. The Weakener. Closed Door. And actually in there, which I'll now tell you, was The Far Side. And a classic. The classic Run-In. From the single that featured the JD remix. Yes. And congratulations to Ken, who's taking Barbie to this all-ages event happening in the city of San Francisco. But, however, said he may not be able to make it because that pink mobile that she drives is oftentimes unreliable. It's like about 30 years old. So if you're interested in those passes, I still have a pair available. You can call 650-941-2500 right now, and you can make it worth my while. And Ken will forgive you, and Barbie will too. My name is Miss Tiza, and this show is Groove Therapy every Monday from 2 to 6 p.m. KFJC would like to thank you for supporting us during our fall fundraiser, and it's over. So I'm going to stop talking about it, but I do want to say thanks. I also want to let you know that you can donate anytime if you thought about it and you never made the effort. Just visit kfjc.org. Up next, it's a big surprise. How about a big reprise since no one called? I've got this Lab Cabin California. Blue vinyl, double. One blue, one red. Produced by Diamond D, JD, and The Far Side. We're going to hear on side A, which is the blue side, we're going to hear She Said, because she said call 650-941-2500.
Everybody needs somebody to love. You can't keep love lonely. Cause being naive to it, you could just lose it like that. See, kisses from bruises don't make it heal back. It feeds the sex appeal that's from the next hand. Not necessarily the sex hand. One might appeal to the intellect, having a greater effect on how they feel it. Stimulating, breaking down their shields for the real then. As it stands mysteriously, curiosity, it kills the cat.
His death is a severe loss to me personally and to the community at large, which he served so well and faithfully. I ask you all to join me in 1 minute silence in contemplation of this fine, devoted public servant.
Broadcasting from Foothill College.
A funeral.
This is KFJC Los Altos Hills.
KFJC.org. It's jazz music Sundays 3 p.m. until 7. Spliff Skankin is your host. I'm always happy to be here with you. Sounds of Burning Spirits called Traveling. This is the walking version.
For we've been traveling. More than 2,000 miles, more than 2,000 miles.
Sending it out, up to all the burners. Easy fun the road. Party when you get there. Ahead of Traveling, we heard Throw Down Your Arms, the original Jamaican version, Burning Spear, from the Burning Spear Experience 3 disc set, 2 CDs audio, 1 DVD video. Pablo Moses. His new one is The Rebirth, and we heard Guns. Maccabee sang Serves You Right and Murderer. Stay tuned at 7 o'clock. It's Belladonna with It's Gotta Be. Surfer Rosa takes over. The Waves at 10 o'clock. Overnight on the 2 to 6 Super Mix. Get ready, it's number 6. Olmec in the Morning, 6 until 10. Sally Gooden with the folk and the country. The Bluegrass, 10 until 2. Ms. Teza has the flip side of the 2 to 6 Super Mix Monday afternoons. KFJC.org, the website is full on. You can find out all the KFJC runnings. Like the Penny Pitch, it's coming. It's going to be happening. It's going to be live broadcast from Streetlight Records in San Jose, 980 South Bascom Avenue, on Saturday, September 10th, 1 p.m. until 6 p.m., featuring DJs Robert Emmett, Ms. Teza, Cousin Mary, Cadillac Margarita, Scythoth. There'll be free food, drinks. It's for all ages. We do invite you to bring your change and dump it into our change bucket to support KFJC. It's the Penny Pitch, live broadcast from Streetlight Records in San Jose, Saturday, September 10th, starting at 1 o'clock, and we hope to see you there.
The name of the show is Sports Middle. I am Kevin Adante. With me is Gus Lignos. And we are going to be having some pro hoops to talk about before too long, it turns out. With everything else that's going on the field and on the court right now, I don't know how much we really want to talk about that right now.
I don't have much to say, really.
Wait,
I just think
the playoffs start.
David Stern is still a butthead. You know, I think the players did what they had to do, and they caved a bit. And I guess at the end of the day, when you cave and they get on with it, right? Okay, are they hurting future players down the line? Are they going to make a little bit less money?
Well, they're going to make a lot less money. They're going to make billions less over the course of this contract.
Over the course of how many? 5 years?
6 years till the opt-out. It's a 10-year deal, but
so
six
tell
years.
Me how this works. If I've already signed a contract with my team, I'm under contract, right? I don't get paid during the lockout, but now I get paid. The contracts are not reworked.
I don't know. I don't know how any of that's going to work.
I mean, I really haven't been following it because it's just turned me off. And I got to say, yeah, we're sports journalists. I should really be up on this. But I haven't paid attention. All I know is that the deal got done, and I thought I'd pay attention once the deal got done. You know what? Till now, I haven't missed it. I haven't missed the NBA. I dial in hard come playoff time.
I'm going to miss those old Kings games they've been showing instead on Sports Channel California. But what bothers me the most about this thing, aside from the fact that just a bunch of owners with a few good exceptions, the buses and the, cannot remember, our favorite Mavericks guy, and if you and hopefully the
Cuban.
Mark Cuban, and hopefully the Warriors' new owners are going to be like that right now. A bunch of owners who don't know what they're doing, and they decide to pass along their losses to the employees, to the players, and that's who suffers on it. And okay, they're not suffering. That's wrong to say. I mean, they're still going to be millionaires, and they're still going to be paid a ridiculous amount of money for being entertainers, essentially. But the whole thing was, they said the reason they're going to do this is to make the court more even and help out the small market teams. And this does not address that at all. They have not changed the luxury tax or any of those things or profit sharing at all. So it's going to be the Hawks are going to continue to suck, and the Lakers are going to continue to rule no matter what, essentially, is how it's going to be. And occasionally you'll find a team that's going to break through for whatever reasons, like the Mavericks did in the patient, old-fashioned way, or the shortcut way, like the Miami Heat.
Music right there, a new reissue of a 1976 soundtrack to the Eastern European version of The Littlest Mermaid. And that's Zdeněk Liska. And that the Eastern Europeans knew how to make fantasy films. I certainly can't show you the film, but if you can imagine blue-haired mermaids and mermen, some vampiristic fish shoals, icy white-webbed witches, and all photographed in exotic ocean locations, along with simulated underwater fantasy world that was created in an alien-looking Czech lime quarry. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. We also heard music from Nigel Westlake from a movie called Miss Potter, which was about Beatrice Potter, who, of course, did all of those fun kids books. And we heard Mother from that soundtrack. Randy Newman started us off with Going Home from Toy Story 3. And here's music from the French movie The Venus Beauty Institute. And this was a movie that won 4 César Awards, which is the French version of the Oscars, back in 2000, and had the gal that was going to play Amelie in a supporting role. So here you go. Music from the Venus Beauty Institute on your source for sound, KFJC. On KFJC from the album Spirits Gathering with Know Your Enemy, featuring agile work from Denise Charles on drums, Brett Allen on guitar, Akira Ando on bass, and of course Billy Bang on violin. Sadly passed on these days, fairly recently as well. Bay Area Legal Aid provides free legal help for low-income people and assistance with issues relating to housing, domestic violence, public benefits, and health care access. The Bay Area Legal Aid Santa Clara County office is located at 2 West Santa Clara Street, 8th floor in San Jose. Phone 408-850-7066 or visit www.baylegal.org. I have passes to be checking out the 54th Annual Monterey Jazz Festival, Day 1. That's happening Friday the 16th of September at the Monterey County Fairgrounds at 6 p.m. If you'd like to be checking out the Monterey Jazz Festival Day 1, courtesy of KFJC, stick around. I'll be giving those passes away sometime during the course of this hour. In the meantime, here's Khan Jamal and Bill Lewis on KFJC. Thank you.
Now we are broadcasting from
Foothill College.
This is KFAC. Los Altos Hills.
Los Altos.
Altos Hills. Los Altos Hills. That's right, it's KFJC.
New music from KFJC.